You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Election Day is drawing near, less than 90 days to go. And still, the battle continues over straight ticket voting in Michigan. That's where you can make one move to vote for every candidate from the party of your choice. State Attorney General Bill Schuette has filed an emergency motion with the Federal Appeals Court, asking that appeals court to overrule lower court rulings blocking the new GOP-led law that eliminates straight ticket voting in Michigan. As the legal sparring continues, guess who's caught in the crossfire? Municipal clerks and other election officials. They're the ones responsible for having the ballots ready for us come Election Day. And this fighting over straight ticket voting is shaping up to be a logistical nightmare. Here to tell us why is Sarah Biladek. She is the Walker City Clerk and the president of the Michigan Association of Municipal Clerks. Sarah, how are you and your colleagues feeling right now with this legal sparring going on?
Well, to say the least, we're very nervous that this could cause great demise in receiving our ballots in a timely manner, especially for our military overseas voters, which by state law, there's a deadline of September 24th to have the ballots in hand to be able to mail them if need be. And at this point, by them dragging out the decision on this, also drags out preparing the ballots to go to print in a timely fashion.
I think it's safe to assume, Sarah, most of us turn up on Election Day, we step into the precinct, we cast our vote, and we really don't give much thought as to exactly what it takes to produce that actual ballot. So would you walk us through the process step by step? How is that ballot created?
Well, I don't personally prepare the ballot, but from my what I can tell you is that the ballot is created by typically the county clerk or the county election director, and it's proofed multiple times. And then it goes to the State Bureau of Elections to also be proofed and approved. Then it is submitted to the printing company to be printed, packaged, mailed to all of the clerks around the state.
And my understanding is that a proof ballot has to go to every candidate, make sure that the name is spelled right. So there's a lot of hoops to jump through before it goes off to the printer.
That is correct. So not only laying it out in the correct format, there's, you know, fonts, requirements and size requirements, layout requirements. There's also the requirement of literally mailing it to everybody to have them check off to say, yes, my name is spelled correctly on the ballot. And they have, you know, 48 hours typically or to respond to that.
And so how long would this typically take?
I'm going to say we would love to have at least 3 weeks. However, you know, you've also got to give the printing companies time to print the ballots. At this point, from what I've heard, we're right against the deadlines. If the printing companies don't get these ballots till September 9, they're going to be running three shifts from September 9 to 23rd to get these ballots out to all the clerks.
And what's the importance of the 23rd?
That is the Military Move Act deadline. It's a state law that requires us to have our ballots 45 days prior to an election day.
So you're watching legal fighting, you're looking at the calendar, and that, are you feeling nervous?
I'm not nervous yet. I'm hoping that the Attorney General would just let this lay until after the election and let us, you know, get this presidential election passed, and then they can reevaluate it. The other problem is we deal with archaic election equipment that we've been working for 2 years. I've been on the advisory committee with the Bureau of Elections rolling out new equipment in 2017. So you already have machines that are on their last legs, and then you're going to also deal with the people that are agitated because they don't want to stand in line and they don't want to mark every oval. I personally don't feel it's a wrong thing, but I also feel that they should have the choice to mark one oval if they choose to.
In fact, help us understand, let's just say, yes, there is an end to straight ticket voting. What does that do to what the ballot actually looks like? I mean, the candidates are the same, proposals, the local questions, but what's at stake for the look and what has to be on printed on that ballot?
The number one is the top choice where it would list all of the parties, and it would list an oval where you can select one oval, and that would then give every Republican or every Democrat or whichever party a vote. That will be gone. But the other thing that this does is it removes the vignettes. So they can't lay out the ballot until this decision's made because the vignettes will be gone from the ballot if this goes through.
Sarah, these little political party vignettes we've come to know on the ballot, like the drawing of Lincoln and Reagan on the GOP side and the drawing of JFK and FDR on the Dem side, there was an effort to get rid of those, but that hasn't gone through. So where do things stand with these little vignettes?
That's correct. They used to be next to each presidential candidate, and because they did not do away with them, they will be across the top of the ballot. So because of that, with this appeal in place, they cannot even start to lay out the ballot until this decision has been made, because that is the first line on the ballot.
Now, you didn't want to see an end to straight ticket voting.
I'm not opposed to it, as I said before, but I think that at this point we need to leave it on to give the voters an option, because of, I feel, we will have record turnout. And also because of the machines, this may be our last election that we use these machines. And so why make the line longer? Why make the people, because it's going to take a lot of time to explain to them that they have to mark every oval. But also we're going to have a huge line due to the presidential general election. So why add to the chaos, basically?
I'm curious, what percentage of voters in Walker went straight ticket in the last presidential election?
I would say it averaged about 55-60%.
So that, as you say, there are a lot of people used to doing it that way.
Yes. And some counties are as high as 70%. I don't believe, I'm very involved with the Bureau of Elections. I just don't understand why some people feel, it's a specific group that does that, because I feel that Republicans use the straight party voting equal or a great amount as do Democrats or one type of person over another. They're trying to say that it's a biased thing, and I disagree.
We have dealt with 11th-hour ballot changes in this state before. How is this different?
I would say the biggest difference is because it's a presidential general election for a new president, not a second term. So the volume of ballots that we will be dealing with will be substantially greater.
How do you see this playing out, Sarah, for you and the municipal clerks and also for voters?
To be honest, I have no idea what the ruling will be. I mean, I can only hope that it will be suspended or postponed till after the election day.
And honestly, what is like the final date? Got to be done, got to be ready, turned in. What date are you looking at?
I would say September 9.
All right.
But so that's just my opinion.
Waiting and seeing. Sarah Bidelek is the Walker City Clerk, and she's president of the Michigan Association of Municipal Clerks. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside today.
You're welcome.